Hey folks, this is David Shore for Corruption and Child Protective Services. Governor Holcomb, along with other governors, are declaring a state of emergency. Now, they're stating about a state of for a disaster. Now, usually disasters are reserved for like earthquakes or hurricanes, things of that nature, even snowstorms. State of emergency, natural disaster, state of emergency. And usually, sometimes they will declare it beforehand. And then, you know, the day after, it will just be over. And now this time, he declares it before this April 8th solar eclipse. Now, it wasn't done the last time, if you remember. People got out, watched, there was no problem. And now it's 7 years later, and all of a sudden, oh, now we gotta worry. Because, oh, all these people are gonna be, like, hundreds of thousands of people are going to flock to Indiana on that particular day. Well, schools are being told by the governors, you know, schools are closing down. I don't know if businesses are closing on that day. But folks, I have to tell you, this is only for 4 to 5 minutes. That's it. That's the whole thing. From beginning to end, it's 4 to 5 minutes. And at least here in Indiana. Well, there's this thing called the path of totality. Well, if you Google up the 2017 solar eclipse path, you'll see where it went, and it did hit in the southwest corner of Indiana. Now, here is another where it's going to be hitting Indianapolis. And they're saying, well, stock up on food, blah, blah, blah. I may have talked about this. But a state of emergency for a natural disaster, that is what he is stating. This is going to be a natural disaster. So what's going to happen on that day? What is it that we have to panic? That we got to buy two weeks worth of food. Fill up your tanks. Don't go out for 4 to 5 minutes. You're not going to go out for 4 to 5 minutes. And get this. The state of emergency, it'll be over by the following morning, the 9th. And yet, they're going to have the National Guard out there. Those in the Indianapolis area, if you've already seen National Guard troops out there, if you've already seen, like, police, things like that. Some across the country online said they've already started seeing that. Folks, this is not comforting. This is putting fear into your mind. It's saying, oh, you know, they're not telling you, but it's almost like the world's going to come to an end. Don't go out of your homes. Give food for 2 weeks. Yeah, because all these people are going to come in and you may not be able to buy food. You mean to tell me for 4 to 5 minutes, people are going to come into the town and flock to the stores, take all the food, buy all the food, and then leave, buy all the gas or diesel? You see how silly that sounds? We've gone through natural disasters before. And we've survived. How many of you ran out of gas? How many of you ran out of food? how many, and the power. Let's say you buy all this, and because they're asking for they're asking help from neighboring states now. Even the federal government, FEMA. I mean, come on. This response is overkill for a simple 4 to 5 minute event. What do governors like Holcomb hiding? I mean, after all, you know, CPS is bad enough. Is CPS going to be working with them that during this 4 to 5 minutes, they're going to find a way to take your kids? Within this 4 to 5 minutes, what will really happen? You know, nobody's asking these questions. Or if they are online, they're going on deaf ears. You know, no, I haven't heard or seen anything, well, except for what's on YouTube, the newscasters. But the newscasters aren't asking the tough questions like, why do we need a state of emergency if this is just a simple solar eclipse? People have done this before. People have watched solar eclipses. And they're hyping it. Oh, you will not see this again until 2099. And I'm going, we're all going to be damn dead. Or, you know, no one's going to see that. And if they do, they're probably so old. Says, oh, wow. How pretty. And we had 3 solar eclipses. This will be the 3rd one. The first one, it was in 2017. The second one was back in October of last year. And now this one. Folks, you know, there's nothing we can do if something does happen. If an earthquake happens, if the power goes down. Oh, and one other thing, and you can Google this, please do. What it is that NASA is gonna launch 3 rockets into space while the eclipse is going. First one is 45 minutes. 45 minute increments, they said. So, and I'm going, okay, this thing's 4 to 5 minutes in length, and they're saying 45 minutes. But they're going to be launching them. And they say they're like satellites or something that's going to monitor the eclipse and see how it affects not just our planet, but others. Now, you know about the devil's tail. It's a comet that's going to be passing by. Now, I don't know anything about astronomy or anything like that other than what I've learned in high school. But my thoughts are, if you're throwing 3 rockets up there, what's the chances it's going to hit something like, let's say, satellite communication? Let's say it launches and boom, and all of a sudden you don't have satellite communication. Or let's say one or two hits satellites where everything's out, you can't see anything. The third one hits the comet, and let's say it doesn't hit dead center, but it hits at the tail end. Now, if it's like anything else, if you have something in the water and you hit the back of something, it's going to turn it. If you, like, I don't know if you did this. I used to have little toy boats and stuff when I was a child. And I did that. And I would always, like, poke it. And at one end, I'd turn. And it would turn. Because I poked the back end. What if one of these rockets hits the back end? And it changes the path from passing us to heading towards us. Plus, there's also we were having a lot of solar flare-ups, solar storms. What if an X-26 class solar flare, X-26 class solar flare, I'm trying to get this, and it hits the Earth. Let's see, multiple ones are hitting the Earth, and I'm just theorizing, and a coronal mass ejection, which is pretty large. If all that hit us after the solar eclipse, is our power grid going to go down? There's a whole bunch of scenarios. Are any of them going to come true? Well, we'll find out on Monday at 3 p.m. Now, some people said, oh, no, it's going to be early in the morning. No, it's going to be at 3 p.m. So, what's going to really happen? Is it just going to be, hey, this is just a once-in-a-lifetime event? But they're telling people to stay indoors. Stay inside. If you wanted to see this, are you going to stay inside? Or are you going to go, hey, kids, look, we got the solar glass. We got the special glasses. Let's look at the solar flare, the solar eclipse. Or are you going to listen to government and say, okay, we got to stay inside. We got to stay inside. We got to stay inside during this eclipse. I think something more is going to happen. If you think so too, do yourselves a favor. Give Holcomb the big middle finger. Tell him you're not going to stay inside. And you're going to watch a solar eclipse. Unless, of course, Holcomb can actually state about, maybe they have reports that he's not telling us. Is there a possible terrorist attack going to happen? Is Iran going to attack Israel and America at the same time during the solar eclipse? That's a report that's going around. I'm not making this up. I want you to actually Google it. I want you to check it out for yourself and ask the question, why are they doing a state of disaster emergency prior to April the 8th? Disaster. That's the key word. Disaster. Read Holcomb's executive order. It says disaster emergency. It just doesn't say national state of emergency, but it also says disaster. If anybody's been in like a tornado or the after effects of a tornado or an earthquake, that's a disaster. Snowstorms are also a natural disaster. Thunderstorms can be considered a natural disaster. So, folks, this is what you have to look at. If this is all just a 4 to 5 minute event, that people are going to show up and then they're going to leave. You mean to tell me they don't have enough law enforcement that they have to have the National Guard to help with traffic control? Okay, I can buy that. What are they going to think, that people are going to be looting during the 4 to 5 minutes? Okay, that's a possibility. But if that's the only two things, then why call it a disaster? Ask those questions. And ask wherever you're at, I don't care where you are in the world, if preparations are being made now where you're not on the side of the earth that is natural, you know, the path of totality. If they're like on the other side of the world, but they're making all these preparations that their military is going to be out there and they're preparing for disasters, this is something you should actually question. Because this thing is global. The thing that's going to happen in the United States is You're making preparations overseas. Now, why? If you can't, if you're unable to see something from the other side of the earth, why are you making preparations for this event? There is a report going out that Iran is going to attack Israel. And there have been rumors that Iran will attack Israel and the United States. And it's on April the 9th. Well, you have to remember that April the 8th here, if you look, it might be 12 hours late, earlier. It might be a whole day. I really don't know. But if they're going to attack on the April 9th, if it's 3 a.m. on April the 9th, then it's probably 3 p.m. here in the United States. So if that is the case, and they're telling us to stay indoors, should we prepare for missiles? Should we prepare for war? Or is this just, as Holcomb said, just, you know, like other governments, oh, no. You don't have to worry. This is just in preparation. You know, there's going to be hundreds of thousands of people coming in to watch a 4 to 5 minute eclipse. And they're, you know, buy 2 weeks worth of food because, hey, they're going to be, I think you get my point. How many people think that this sounds silly? Well, guess what? We have silly politicians. And so, what are we going to do? What would you do? Would you buy 2 weeks worth of food? Here's another question. Can you afford to buy 2 weeks worth of food? Interesting, wouldn't you say? 2 weeks worth of food. And put gas in your car. Hey, who can afford to fill up their tank? I can't. I'm still waiting to hear back from 3 trucking companies. And yes, I lost a job at FSD Logistics. That's a long story. I'll go into that at a later time. But what's going to happen on Monday? Well, what's going to happen is going to happen. We cannot control what's going to happen. And especially what our government's going to do, because they're keeping their plans hush-hush. But Governor Holcomb, if somebody from your office is listening to this, I want you to explain to the public why your declaration for a state of emergency says disaster if this is only for traffic control. To keep the peace. If this is just peaceful, why did you put disaster in there, in your declaration? So folks, I'm going to keep recording. Hopefully after Monday, we'll still have power. The sun will still be shining. Our world will go on as usual. But in the event that the worst happens, because I'm going to hit you with one final thing. The New Madrid fault line. Now, experts have stated they get about 10,000 small earthquakes every year. Something like that. The last time the New Madrid fault line had erupted, it was in the 1800s. And that was probably before this state was even thought of. They said if it does it this time, it will cause severe damage. It will, the earthquake will be felt even as far as South Bend, Indiana. And another thing, if it's like the San Andreas Fault. If it cracks open, the one of the rivers, I believe the Mississippi River, if that cracks, it's going to possibly cause flooding. And that river goes I believe to the farthest point, northern point of the Midwest, all the way down. It goes through South Bend, and it goes all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. You have to check. Please check this out. Don't just take my word for it. Check this out. Find out where the Mississippi River goes, because I know it goes through Illinois. One of the towns near it is Havana, Illinois. If this is as bad as what the governor is making out to be, we may have to seriously think about how life was in the 1800s. If you're wondering what I'm talking about, check the Carrington event and see what would happen if that hit today. We would be back in the 1800s. That means we might have electricity. But if we do, it's on a limited basis. That means gas pumps may not work. If we have no power, then we're back to gas lighting, gas stoves. And I know there are people with this climate change, oh, we can't have that. But if we don't have electric power and it goes out, and I'm saying this is just one scenario, how do you survive? And can you survive? One survival expert said that if the power grid goes down within the first year, 90% of the population would cease to exist. They would die off. So folks, prepare yourself. There's a saying, expect the best, prepare for the worst. This is David Shore for Corruption of Child Protective Services. Keep your head down. Keep moving forward. And be safe.